You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I'm your host, Mike Kahn, and we're being rejoined by Sam Bafani. He is the director of QuestPoint Analytics, and he is talking all about technology in the news this week, our special Father's Day edition. So, speaking of Father's Day, there's big news about a very popular Father's Day gift, the GoPro point of view camera. There's news about GoPro. What's going on with GoPro this week?
GoPro is the newest tech company that's about to go public. And what's interesting about it is, you know, first of all, I think many of our listeners probably have a GoPro. If you don't, they're incredible. They're incredible cameras. The company did about $1 billion in revenue last year, and this is the year that they're trying to raise some more and really go big. But what they're doing, Mike, which is really interesting, that I can't remember really ever seeing this before. Typically in an IPO, you know, like if you remember the Facebook IPO, you know, nobody but the elite of the elite have a chance to participate and purchase stock at the IPO, at the launch and at the IPO price point.
And just to remind our listeners, IPO stands for initial public offering, and we're talking about getting that stock at day one, being able to get it. And what you're saying is absolutely true, Sam. The initial public offerings are a very complex process with lots of investment banks, and it really is the guys that are the big players out there, the billionaires, the Warren Buffetts of the world that wind up getting in on the ground floor. And tell us, GoPro is doing a little bit differently. They got to kind of, obviously, the traditional IPO offerings will be out there as well, but they're also kind of addressing it more towards their fans. What are they doing for their fans?
Yeah, so for their fans, so they're going to offer 1.5% of the available shares. There's a total of about 18 million shares out there, so there's a decent amount of shares, and they're actually going to offer them to the public to purchase at the time of the IPO, at the IPO price. And what they're actually doing is they're actually doing it without fees. So a small-time investor who believes in GoPro, wants to invest in GoPro, has a chance to get in on day one.
So you can go to GoPro.com and find out more about this. I think the company is called Loyal 3, which I never heard of before the story broke. But interesting, that could be an opportunity for you, our valued listeners, getting out there and getting in on the ground floor of GoPro might be something looking forward to doing. Speaking of initial public offerings and IPOs, we have been talking a lot about Alibaba. Alibaba is going to be the Chinese version of Amazon and eBay made as one, now going worldwide. And they, too, have an initial public offering coming up. But there's an interesting story about Alibaba that talks specifically about the American consumer who wants to shop online. Tell us about that story, Sam.
Yeah, so for those that are unfamiliar, you nailed it, right? They're the Amazon of China. Last year, Mike, I don't know if you realize this, they did $250 billion. In gross
goodness.
Revenue.
They had an
80% market share in China. They're trying to break into the U.S. What they've actually done is they've launched a new site. It's called 11 Main. It's open now to beta testers. Anyone can go in and request an invite. But it's kind of a new direction for them, and it's their way into the U.S. marketplace. And, you know, they're going to kind of walk before they run, to test the marketplace out, and the way they're doing it is with this new site that's offering, you know, a handful of kind of homemade, crafty kind of goods.
And you can go to Alibaba.com. I went and I signed up for it, and then you get a special invitation to join the 11 Main shopping cart in the sky, the internet. Speaking of internet, there's a big, 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 big story going on in the world of sports. This week starts the World Cup 2014. This, of course, is the soccer, or as our European listeners know, football, European style, starts the World Championship Soccer Games, and there's a big technology story going on with ESPN. Tell us a little bit about that.
I don't know if you know this, Mike, but you're going to be able to stream all of the games. So this is the first year you're going to, you know, anybody can go to the ESPN site from your phone, your tablet, and you're going to be able to stream and watch all of the games that are going to be played this year.
That is so cool. And again, that's a free service offered by ESPN where you can go check out the line and check out the games. That is something that ESPN is offering at no charge to their fans, right?
That's correct. So you have to be a cable subscriber.
Okay, so if you're a cable subscriber, you get this additional service. Now, this is an interesting segue. Stay right where you're at, listeners, because we've got the Consumer Electronics Association, Brian McWalter, Senior Vice President of Research and Standards, coming on, and he's going to be specifically talking about the subject of the rise of watching video online and the demise of watching video on traditional airways over the air for TV. I am your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn. We thank you for being here, Sam, and we'll see you right here next week, okay?
All right, catch you later.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Maserati, the absolute opposite of ordinary.